Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield and I'm very glad you're joining us on this Monday because we're launching a whole new series called Gifts of the Spirit. There's been such confusion about this topic in the body of Christ. What are the gifts of the Spirit? Are they for today? Did they stop in the first century? Are they for people of a certain experience or a certain denomination or a certain style? All of these questions have plagued the body of Christ. What is word of wisdom? What's word of knowledge? What's prophecy? What about miracles? These are questions that people have really wrestled with. And when Derek Prince teaches, it's not only solidly biblical, but it sort of sets you at peace. You sort of see the clear sense of Scripture. Now, let me tell you that in addition to the teaching that you'll be hearing today, if you'll log on to our website at derekprince.org, you'll hear Derek sharing personal experiences and other stories of his experiences with the gifts of the Spirit that'll really help illuminate what he's saying in today's teaching. So let's get right to it and listen as Derek Prince teaches us on the gifts of the Spirit.
Today and for the rest of this week, I'll be speaking to you on a very interesting and important subject, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These gifts have always been there in the Bible, and they've always been available to the church. And yet, for a long while, among the majority of Christians, they had gone unrecognized and unused. Then, in the last few decades, there has been a spontaneous rediscovery of these gifts, with the result that in almost every section of Christendom today, across the whole spectrum of denominations, we find increasing numbers of men and women, ministers and lay people, whose lives and ministries have been revitalized, re-empowered, and redirected by the exercise of these spiritual gifts. In my first talk today, I'm going to speak about the nature and the purpose of these spiritual gifts. I'll begin by reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, where Paul lists the gifts. He lists 9 specific gifts of the Spirit, beginning at verse 7. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as He wills. Let me go back and just read out the list of gifts without adding any other words. The first one, the word of wisdom. The second, the word of knowledge. The third, faith. The fourth, the gifts of healing. The fifth, the effecting of miracles. The sixth, prophecy. The seventh, distinguishing of spirits. The eighth, various kinds of tongues. The ninth, the interpretation of tongues. Now, I want to point out 4 important facts that concern all these gifts. The first fact is that they are gifts. They cannot be earned or worked for. They're not merit badges. They are given by God at His sovereign discretion, and they must be received by us by a simple response of faith. It doesn't take any time to acquire spiritual gifts. Secondly, both at the beginning and the end of that list, Paul uses the phrase, to each one. At the beginning, he says, to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And then at the end, he says, But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. So both at the beginning and the end of that list of spiritual gifts, Paul emphasizes that they are for each one. They are available to all believers. My personal conviction is that God wants all believers to participate in the exercise of these gifts. They're not reserved for a certain denomination, or a spiritual few, or a privileged minority. They are for each one. The third fact is that Paul describes these gifts by a key word, manifestation. This is what distinguishes this particular way that the Spirit moves in our lives from the many other ways that he moves. The word manifestation, that indicates something that is perceptible by human senses. The Holy Spirit himself, as a person indwelling the believer, is invisible. He cannot be perceived by the senses. But through these gifts, the Holy Spirit manifests himself through a believer in a space-time world. As a result of these gifts, we are aware that the Holy Spirit is there because of what we actually perceive with our senses. So the key word there is manifestation. Every one of these gifts has an impact somehow in a space-time world that can be perceived by our senses. The fourth fact is that the gifts are supernatural. They are manifestations of God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit, and they always are on a higher level than mere human ability or education would enable us to achieve on our own. Let me repeat those four facts. First of all, they are gifts. They cannot be earned. Secondly, they are available to each one. Thirdly, the key word is manifestation. They produce results that can be perceived by our senses. And fourthly, they are always supernatural. They are always on a level higher than we can achieve by our own natural ability. Now, the next thing I want to say to help you to get a grasp on these gifts is that for the purposes of our consideration and throughout this week, I'll be dividing them up into three groups each containing three gifts. The first group is the gifts of revelation. And under this heading, we have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the distinguishing or discerning of spirits. The second group I will call the gifts of power. And under this heading, we have faith, miracles, and healings. The third group are the vocal gifts, gifts that necessarily operate through human vocal organs. Under this heading, we have tongues, the interpretation of tongues, and prophecy.
You know, I really want you to hang on to something that Derek said here, and that is that the gifts of the Spirit are for each one. They're for all believers. They're not rewards for a certain level of faith or for a certain personality or style. They are the manifestation of the Spirit of God for the edification of the body of Christ through all the members of the body of Christ. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, You Shall Receive Power, Derek Prince explores the often misunderstood gifts of the Holy Spirit. In his classic, biblically based, and step-by-step style, Derek reveals how God's powerful gift given to believers during Pentecost continues to this very day. How does the Holy Spirit operate? What are the signs that the Holy Spirit is alive and active? What does it really mean to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Now Derek's newest book, You Shall Receive Power, answers these and other questions about the Holy Spirit and its place in every believer's life. And the new book is available for only $9.95. To order your copy, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The Holy Spirit brings comfort, discernment, direction, and power. Discover for yourself how the power of the Holy Spirit can be alive in you. Order your copy of You Shall Receive Power and let the timely and practical insight found within these pages help you grasp the nature and purposes of this life-changing gift from God.
800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with me here on this Monday. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we've just begun a series with Derek Prince on the gifts of the Spirit. There's been such controversy about this in the body of Christ that it's great to hear solid, sensical, biblical teaching. And so let's listen now as Derek teaches us on the gifts of the Spirit. And let me remind you that if you go to the website, derekprince.org, you'll hear even other stories and additional teaching and storytelling by Derek Prince on his experience with the gifts of the Spirit. Let's listen.
Now I want to speak to you about the purpose for which these gifts are made available to us by God. I want to suggest to you four purposes which they fulfill. The first one is that the gifts make room for God's sovereignty. This is something that contemporary Christianity does not always make much room for. But God is in supreme control of His church, and He doesn't want anything in the church which is purely under human direction and leaves no room for His intervention or overruling. But through these supernatural gifts, God can intervene and manifest His sovereignty, His ultimate supreme control of the whole church. Secondly, the gifts, as I've described them, lift us above the realm of our natural ability. Now, this is very important. I once set out to discover for myself what place the manifestly supernatural had to play in Christianity and in the life and work of the church. I decided that the best record to go to was the Book of Acts, which is the only actual scriptural historical record of Christianity in action. So I read through the Book of Acts, which has 28 chapters, trying to find out what would happen if I removed all reference to the manifestly supernatural. Do you know what I discovered at the end of reading those 28 chapters? If I removed all reference to the supernatural, not one of those 28 chapters would be left intact. So I became intellectually convinced that according to the New Testament, Christianity is a supernatural faith. And we can never talk of New Testament Christianity that's lived out purely on the natural level. The third reason purpose for the gifts is that they confirm our testimony of Jesus Christ. This is very clearly stated by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, where he says this to the Corinthian Christians. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched by Him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what Paul is thanking God for on behalf of the Corinthian Christians, that the testimony of Christ was confirmed or strengthened or established among them, and it was done by the fact that they were not lacking in any of the gifts. And he particularly specifies gifts of speech, that's what we'd call the vocal gifts, and gifts of knowledge, what we would call the gifts of revelation. So we see that one main purpose of these gifts is to confirm or strengthen the testimony of Jesus Christ in His people, the church. We also notice that Paul says that these Christians were not lacking in any gift, awaiting the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, God shall confirm you unto the end. In other words, Paul clearly envisages that the operation of the spiritual gifts will continue in the church till the end of the age. The fourth reason for these gifts, or the purpose, is that they enable all believers to contribute for the common good, which is the reason Paul stated for them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's very significant that immediately after the listing of the gifts, he speaks about the body and its members, because the spiritual gifts are one of the primary ways in which the members of the body are enabled to contribute for the common good. In 1 Corinthians 14:26, Paul says this, speaking about the coming together of the church. What is the outcome then, brethren? When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. So you see that when the gifts are available, believers do not come to a meeting just to get or just to listen, but they get to contribute out of those supernatural abilities which they have received through these gifts. Today I'm going to speak about the first of the three gifts of revelation, the word of wisdom. I'll begin by reading the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, where Paul mentions this gift. He says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit." We notice that the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge are very close together here. Wisdom and knowledge are indeed close together, and yet they're very different. And it's very important to see the difference. I would sum it up in this simple statement. Wisdom is directive, knowledge is informative. The purpose of wisdom is to give us right direction. This is brought out in a statement by Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, where he says, "If the iron, the axe, be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then he must put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct." That's the key statement. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom and knowledge are often interdependent. They frequently go together. For instance, in Proverbs 15:2, it says, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright." It's one thing to have knowledge. It's another thing to have the wisdom to use it aright. I'm sure you've met people who have a lot of knowledge but don't know how to use it. Sometimes they even use knowledge to their own destruction. But with wisdom, we make the right use of knowledge.
You know how liberating it is to hear Derek teach about the gifts of the Spirit, because what we see in his teaching is that the gifts of the Spirit are not something that an individual possesses for their own good, for their own benefit, for their own glory. Everything the Bible says about the gifts of the Spirit is that they are about God, they're about confirming His message, and they're for the good of the body of Christ. That's why the best gifts flow through love. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
In the newly released book, You Shall Receive Power, Derek Prince explores the often misunderstood gifts of the Holy Spirit. In his classic, biblically based, and step-by-step style, Derek reveals how God's powerful gift given to believers during Pentecost continues to this very day. How does the Holy Spirit operate? What are the signs that the Holy Spirit is alive and active? What does it really mean to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Now Derek's newest book, You Shall Receive Power, answers these and other questions about the Holy Spirit and its place in every believer's life. And the new book is available for only $9.95. To order your copy, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The Holy Spirit brings comfort, discernment, direction, and power. Discover for yourself how the power of the Holy Spirit can be alive in you. Order your copy of You Shall Receive Power and let the timely and practical insight found within these pages help you grasp the nature and purposes of this life-changing gift from God. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're just about to move into a final portion of teaching today by Derek Prince on the subject of the gifts of the Spirit. And I'm very eager to hear what Derek's about to say, because Acts 15, the Great Council of Jerusalem, was a great turning point in the church. How would the Gentiles be accepted into the faith? And Derek's about to tell us that the gifts of the Spirit helped decide the matter. Let's listen.
Now, I want to illustrate this to you from an incident in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 15, there was a council of all the leaders of the church held in Jerusalem to determine a very thorny problem. what requirements were to be made of Gentile converts to the Christian faith. All the great leaders were there, Paul and his group, John and his group, James and his followers, also the Jewish Christians who were firmly convinced that Gentile converts had to be circumcised and to keep the law of Moses. There was a great deal of discussion, and no doubt people's tempers were getting frayed, and there was a hard spirit there. And then God gave James a word of wisdom. And he said, "Brothers, listen to me." And he quoted a passage from the prophet Amos about the restoration of the tabernacle of David and about Gentiles seeking the Lord, those Gentiles on whom the name of the Lord had been called. And he applied this passage from Amos to their present situation. And this is what he actually said in Acts 15, verses 19 and 20. "Therefore it is my judgment that we do not trouble those who are turning to God from among the Gentiles, but we write to them that they abstain from things contaminated by idols and from fornication and from what is strangled and from blood." There was a very clear, simple definition. All that should be required of these Gentile converts is that they abstain from four things: idols, fornication, food strangled, and food with blood in it. Now that's had a profound and vital impact on the subsequent history of the church. I want you to see the results that were achieved through this word of wisdom. First of all, the mind of God was revealed to God's people. They had been groping, fumbling, arguing, discussing, but through this word of wisdom given through James, they came to a clear understanding of what God required to them at that vital turning point in church history. As I close this talk today, I just want to encourage you, don't imagine that these gifts of the Spirit are something unreal or remote or far off in the distant past, but they're near and they're available if we will just open our hearts to God and walk close to Him.
You know, thank God for this biblical teaching that Derek is giving us. My hope is that as this broadcast goes out into the world, that there's healing in the body of Christ over this issue of the gifts of the Spirit. You know, I am a card-carrying, unapologetic charismatic. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I'm thankful for them. As I often joke, I am a graduate of Oral Roberts University, and that means I'm a card-carrying charismatic. I mean, that's you can't go to ORU and not believe in these things. But I also know that they have been used in such a divisive fashion, that there's been such division in the body of Christ, that there have been extremes and excesses. And my prayer today is that we will come back to a wholeness and a biblical solidness about the gifts of the Spirit that will allow them to be welcomed into every expression of Christianity. Listen, let me tell you that online right now, today, is a clip of Derek Prince talking about his own experience with the Word of Wisdom. This is beyond the teaching that we've been listening to today, and so I urge you to log on to DerekPrince.org so you can hear this personal testimony by Derek of his own experience. Let me tell you also that we're offering a book, You Shall Receive Power. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's $9.95, and postage, of course, would be extra, but that's available on the website at DerekPrince.org. You also can call us at 800-448-3261, and we would love to send that to you to help deepen you in these truths about the whole matter of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Please join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's new book, You Shall Receive Power, available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners for only $9.95. Call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to jot down our toll-free number, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.